Just welcome the globality of your experience. Exactly as it is. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to stop doing anything. Welcoming is your experience. Knowingly welcoming is like surrendering the body and the mind. At every moment. It's like placing the feelings and sensations, placing the thoughts, placing the sounds on the altar. And the altar is presence. It's like giving back to God what belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. So feel yourself knowingly offering everything unconditionally. Everything steadfastly. Every sensation, every tension, feeling. Sound. No, not even needing to read the label of what is offered. And feel and recognize perhaps that in you which offers, the presence in you that offers, is the very presence that is being offered to. Only one presence. Now gently bringing attention to the body. It's more like a listening to the body. The listening is very global and open, as if you could hear the body, just like you hear the sounds of the birds, the sound of this voice. Just let the body sing its song. Don't have any agenda with the song. Rather feel yourself to be this wide open, resonant space for the body to unfold. In And then, because this space is so open and safe and welcoming, the body, little by little, finds its freedom, its innocence. Tasting the body as pure sensation, vibration, forgetting anything we know about it, about how it's supposed to feel. Just surrendering the sensations completely to this openness. Feel the tinglings of the hands. And the space that extends all around. And just listening to how that dance of hands and space unfolds. And listening to the movement of the breath. And feeling the abdomen. And allowing the abdomen to expand with the inhale. And to contract with the exhale. Simple. Noticing all the layers of resistance or tension that might surface in this very simple listening of the body. I'm not doing anything with those layers, simply offering them to the altar. Letting them unfold in presence. I'm feeling the sensation of the shoulders, the very familiar density of the shoulders. See if you can simply release that sensation downwards. As if the shoulders could begin to melt down through the arms. Become more liquid. But don't push it, don't impose it, just evoke that. Feel the sensation of the face. And feel that the sensation of the face isn't any closer to me, presence, than the sound of the birds or the sound of this voice. Let the sensations of the face appear, unfold, and dissolve just like the sound of this voice. Feel the sensation of the eyes. Feel that you can penetrate the eyes with sensing. Let the sensation of the eyeballs come to life. All the tensions that live in the eyes, bubbling up gently to the surface. Don't change anything, don't try to change anything, just allowing and welcoming. Feel the sensation of the forehead and behind the forehead. Maybe a dense, solid feeling. And feel that it's surrounded with openness. Give the forehead sensation to this openness, as if you were placing it in a bath. See if it melts or softens. See if it reveals other layers. Feel the sensations of the ears, penetrating the ears with your sensing. Feel the left ear. And the right. Feel that the opening of the ears can somehow relax. Because they're bathed and touched by this open space. And perhaps welcome the tensions that live embedded in the ears, the grasping or recoiling. Just welcoming whatever arises, and perhaps nothing arises. Feel the cheekbones. Let the cheekbones come to life. Feel the lips. Just feel the touch of the air on the lower lip and the upper lip. And feel the possibility of the lips relaxing and expanding into the surrounding space. Welcoming the minute little tensions held there. Feeling the whole face, the usual mask of the face. The assertive, defensive, reactive habits of the mask beginning perhaps to relax into just this kind of flowing, melting dance of sensations. Now feel the touch of the body on the earth or the chair, the mattress, touch of the hands on the laps, the sensations of the face, sensations of the shoulders. Feel all these different textures, energies. Feel them as one global cloud-like sensation, and let that cloud begin to expand in all directions and also empty it of any sense of weight. Just try. Feel yourself to be the weightless openness, the sky really, in which these sensations live suspended effortlessly. So any sensation of weight, welcome it as the sky would welcome a cloud. It is as if you were whispering to that sensation, relax. You don't need this weight. You're infinitely held. Feel the head and feel it, visualize a paintbrush extending from the top of the head all the way up to the ceiling. And very slowly the paintbrush, it doesn't need anybody moving it. It moves effortlessly. It starts to draw a line forward. So that the head begins to tilt forward. Like a yes motion, a nod, I should say, very slowly. And then the paintbrush begins to trace a line back up and then towards the back. All you do is you visualize this beautiful black trace and the sensation just glides onto it. And the paintbrush coming back over the same line. To the center point. Deeply transparent, the sensation. Now the paintbrush draws another line, this time towards the left side so that the head is tilting to the left, very slow. Long paintbrush, beautiful stroke. And the line coming back up. Sensation just gliding after it. And the arc moving towards the right side. And then coming back with a paintbrush. The whole sensation permeated with transparency somehow. Now the paintbrush draws a line down forward again, the head nodding. And then it connects. It begins to draw a circle all around, connecting the base of the arcs that it just marked. Very slow. Nobody doing it, no painter, just this magic paintbrush. This beautiful line. And then let the line begin to trace whatever it wants. You just follow, the head just follows. Be this sky in which this line appears, don't live inside the head. Yes. Bringing the paintbrush right back to that point at the center. Now draw the elbows off, the forearms off the ground a little bit, off the lap rather. The hands very relaxed, completely relaxed, the fingers long, dripping down. And then let the shoulders glide up to the ears as if they were moving through warm butter. Butter, I should say. Very slow, and then back down. Nobody doing it. Everything offered to the altar. And then up again. The legs are dropping into the earth. And then just let the left shoulder move down, the right arm, the right shoulder stays up. Make sure it's completely surrendered, that left shoulder. Every inch of the left shoulder released. And then the right shoulder melting slowly. No rush. And then the torso just turns to the right side like a ghost. Don't go too far. Stay right at the edge of the of transparency, right at the end, inside the envelope of transparency. Move the head moves to the left. Do I feel myself to be located behind the eyes? Feel the head and the torso as one cloud. And you're the sky, just welcome the cloud. And now the torso floating towards the left side, and the head floating towards the right side. Let it happen, don't do it. Make sure the breath is free. No shoulders and the top of the head to the ceiling. Yes, and then everything coming back. Put your hands on one hand on each knee and then just let the torso begin to trace a circle around the rim of an invisible bowl. Don't impose anything uncomfortable to the body. Follow the intelligence of the body. But at the same time, let the body be alive and move and flow, because that's what body's like. So feel this movement. Give it its freedom. Feel perhaps that the torso is like a plant, a water plant being moved by warm water. So it's very natural. There's not too much thinking involved. In fact, begin to let the movement take its freedom. It doesn't have to be a circle. And the spine can move and arch and curl, and the head might want to join in, maybe the shoulders. The hands and the legs, very tactile, very sensual. And even if the hands want to begin to move off the lap, just let that happen. The elbows might be lifted off. Long fingers, very alive, touching the space touching the body. Perhaps feeling that the space is really made of the same stuff as the body. There isn't such a difference. And also the earth and the body made of the same aliveness, so that you can maybe even feel that the earth is moving rather than the body. And if the arms haven't begun to join in, just feel the fingers and the arms begin to rise up into the space in front. Long, long fingers. And just rest the arms onto the space as if you're laying them on an invisible table. Just rest the arms on this nice support. Feel the touch of this invisible table, the palms, the whole surface of the arms. And then feel the right arm floating all the way up to the ceiling. Meanwhile, the left arm stays resting on this table. The right arm is moving away from the torso. There's no effort. Feel that right armpit opening up. And if there's pain and it's not right, don't go too far. If there's a bit of tension, but it's just the natural heat of the body, really let it be. Give it to the space. Yes, now let that right arm move towards the back a little bit more, and then begin to draw little circles as it comes down in the back or to the side. Just little circles at the shoulder. Feeling that the shoulder is wide open, lubricated, easy, and then the arm just moves down. And then let it go, the arm, because your other arm's probably feeling it. bring the two arms together back into the space in front, and then let the left arm rise up. Welcome that heat and effort. It's just sensation, no psychology, and then little circles with that arm. What's happening with the face? What's happening with the legs and the hips? Yes. And then let that left arm go all the way down, then come up around to meet the other arm, and now big circles with both arms. And maybe shaking the arms out a bit. And then again, a big circle. And then shaking the arms a bit, including the shoulders, the fingers. And then letting everything come back to stillness. And slowly making our way up to standing, but take your time, maybe as you come up to standing, maybe stretching the legs, perhaps uncurling the spine. Making sure the transition is gentle for the body. Placing the hands, left hand on the solar plexus, right hand on top of the left hand. So a little bit higher, like that heart area. Yes. Just breathing. Flowing of the breath, touch of the hands, and absolutely no agenda, just an open listening. For whatever lives right here in this moment. And let the hands shift a little bit, perhaps a little higher up. And although we don't push the breath or pull the breath, feel the with the inhale. Feel that there's like a caressing of the sensations in the heart area. And with the exhale, a kind of offering of those sensations, releasing of them. Feeling body, feeling the feelings, just as a kind of prayer, really. Now bring the hands down to the belly, right at the navel. And feeling the wave of the breath moving under the fingers. Feet kissing the earth. Faces relaxed, perhaps, if possible. Just dancing sensations and openness. When we don't ask anything of the body. feel your hands listening to the body and to what any invitation to go somewhere else. Just follow your own sense. Nobody's looking and there's no right or wrong. Just let the hands move around the body. Just resting wherever they rest for a little while. Feeling the touch and that the substance of the touch, the actual substance, reality of it is presence. And if the movement appears along with this exploring of the hands and the body, if the feet are moving with the earth, just let that happen. Let the freedom of the moment dictate what happens, gently. If the hands move away from the body into the space, if the space begins to move the body, to permeate the body, just see what wants to happen. How does the body want to yield and open? How does the space want to dance with the body? How does the freedom of the moment to moment unfolding show its face? It could be a simple stretch, it could be a dance of the hips. And let it really find more freedom, more space. There might be a bit of rhythm, a bit of fire. A shaking might appear. And even a sound. We're good friends here, and this, we know. That there's absolutely no danger. Let the face move a bit. And the feet and the earth, they might want to mark a rhythm. But don't let my words, of course I'm following my own experience, which will suggest. But if you have another invitation being whispered, follow it. You English people are very quiet.
Not always.
Go to the pub first.
You need to go there?
To the pub. Come on, indulge me. Make this sound with me. Rational. as we know, unfolding, but it's sweet. Mm. The body loves it because the body's quite innocent and young, and its essence. Okay. This resting and standing posture, tasting the body again as a kind of whole cloud of sensation. How does it feel? Feel the space surrounding it. Notice if you feel that you're living inside the body. Can you just try to shift that feeling and let the body live inside you? It's like a little switch. If you have to live inside the body, it's quite limited. Because we immediately create a sensation of a solid, defined body for me to live in, safe. But when we switch and the body can live in me becomes this feeling of openness, transparency. It doesn't become that, it is. It's just that the feeling aligns itself with that truth. And the body, the what so-called body, becomes just this dance of energy and sensation. Let's come back down gently. Just feeling the movement of the breath. Following the inhale and following the exhale as they lead. Not imposing anything on the breath. So no breather, no individual breather, just this wave appearing in me. Feel a touch of the air through the nostrils with the inhale. And with the exhale. Maybe cool on the inhale and warm on the exhale. Maybe feeling the pause at the bottom of the exhale. Perhaps welcoming layers of tension, fear. Feeling habits associated with being a breather. And don't do anything if those layers surface, simply offer them. They're just sensations. And then you come back to this effortless, breatherless breathing. Feeling every part of the body, every molecule of space. Is breathed. Feeling that the inhale is bringing myself into myself. The exhale, just surrendering myself into myself, always moving in myself. Resting in myself. And don't do anything.